The biking aspect is really interesting to me. Like, did you are you yourself a biker? Did you do any kind of firsthand like on the road research for this?
No, I'm hugely klutzy, and so I grew up on a hill, on the top of a hill, and my parents didn't want me to have a bike because they were worried that I'd go to the bottom of the hill and kill myself. And so I had a couple of friends in college who went on a trip for Habitat for Humanity, and just. Because I'm not that person, like I got kind of obsessed with what kind of person would be able to do this, and who would be able to throw themselves into something so physically rigorous and time-consuming as biking across the country. The road trip is such a staple of film, and I wanted to see kind of how could you create a theatrical experience out of that. And I thought that doing it on bikes would require the actors to put a lot of physical energy into it, as opposed to like sitting in a car.
And your main character, Penny, tell me who she is.
Penny is in grad school, and she sort of drops everything. She has a maybe or maybe not boyfriend, and she's in the middle of grad school, and she just says she needs a change. So she decides she's going to go on this 3-month trip.
You just decided to ride cross country on a whim? Like, what am I doing next Friday? Think I'll bike 4,000 miles?
I'm an idiot.
I feel like every generation kind of goes through a trip like this. They go and they find themselves. And once you get past that time, you get really impatient for people that aren't settled yet to kind of figure things out. So that's sort of where Penny is. And it's like there's a push-pull to it. On one hand, Penny's flaky and she's you know, searching for a place that feels like a home. So that's why she wants to go to all these different trips to sort of try out these towns like clothes. But then on the other hand, it's kind of like there's a sneaky sort of, but people that are past this, you've done this too.
Everyone call out the make and model of your bike.
The LP Infinito Athena.
Cannondale Super 6-3 Ultegra.
Rabbit Infinito 2.0. Hoppy had picked up a target. Is that a good one?
There's this kind of grand tradition in literature and in theater and in movies, of this, you know, this road trip story of people finding themselves. What is it about travel that is self-reflective?
So we have this vast country, and we have the ability to move. So so you can kind of, in a way, choose what sort of lifestyle you want to lead and become that person. And part of it is also landing in these very iconic towns and seeing what about them, what it brings out in you.